Welcome to Shomach Shova and Nadav Shir Sponsor Luinishvas Armiak Shom Leabas Yitzchok. We're holding Bo'abaso Dav Kuf Memhei. The Gemara Amud Beis gives us definitions of different parts of Torah. Atir Nechosim Atir Pumbi, someone who's rich in public, he's compared to Baal HaGodes, someone who can darshan a goddess in front of everybody. Atir Sloim Atir Tekoya, someone who's ready, has a lot of money to use, to buy. And Ati Tekoya, different Pirushim and Meforshim, but he means someone who's also ready to buy things immediately. And that's the Baal Pilpul. And Ati Moshich, Ati Kamas, someone who's rich with oil, with things that are hidden, Zeu Baal Shmuz, someone who has the Shmuz, HaKol Tzuchim Namori Chatjo, that's the Gemara. Meaning Gemara is the owner of the wheat. So the Maharal Chiddush HaGadol explains it like this. The Baalei HaGadol are considered to be people that everybody knows how rich they are, because they're able to darshan b'rabim, and they're teaching HaGadol to everybody, and email everybody respects them and knows what they know. The next level is someone who has money in his hand. The way the Maharal explains Ate Tekoya is a takua in his hand, meaning it's stuck in his hand. He has money in his hand. He's able to do businesses right away because he has cash in his hand. So seemingly, from the Maharal, that level is not as famous. Nobody knows as much that he's rich. But when a good business comes about, he right away goes and invests in it, and he's ready to do the business immediately. And that's the Baal Pilpul. Baal Pilpul is someone, you give him an idea, give him a shtickel Torah, he's able to figure it out. He's able to go ahead and go through the Gemara and understand what's going on. The next level is one that the richness is hidden. Nobody knows what he has. But when really we need something, then it comes out. And that is the Baal Shmuz. Baal Shmuz is, we usually don't know if he knows something, does not know something. But when we're looking for a Mishnah, looking for a Gemara that nobody else knows, he's the one who knows it. So according to the Maharal, the three levels over here is a very famous rich person, someone who's rich when you need, he's able to do it every time something comes in front of him, and then someone that you don't find out until only once in a while. Now the Ben Yoyodo seems to go in a little different mahalach, because he says the Baal HaGodes, what is Baal HaGodes? That is Pumbi, everybody knows he's a Baal HaGodes. It's a little bit of a chisorin, says the Ben Yoyodo. Because Baal HaGodes, the Darsha Barabim, somebody is not saying his own Divrei Torah. He just knows how to be melaket, how to take from this person and from that person. He collects together many Divrei Torah. People in public think he's very rich. People think he knows a lot. But really he's not. He's not really, he's not such a chokhmah to be a melaket. So he explains, we're talking about someone who in the business world is a broker. He brokers, he buys and sells. But really, he doesn't really have anything. He just knows how to collect things together. That's the Baal HaGodes. When we get to Baal Pilpul, nobody can be mefalfel. You can't really come with a new idea and learning if you don't actually own the learning. So it's like a bank who has money and he can trade the money, but he needs to own it. It has to be in his own safes. And Ati Mashach Ata Kamas will just add that Ben Yodah adds that that's someone who sells things in what large quantities. Not so clear how he goes with his mahalach. And before, the Baal HaGodes is not a real owner, while Baal Pilpul is a real owner. Now it's interesting to be mitzayin, as we mentioned in the Maharal and the Ben Yodah, when they speak to Baal HaGodes, that in Ovos Dav Nosan, Perek Choftes, in the end of that Perek, it brings over there the Rabbi Yitzchak Ben Pinchas Oimer. Kol mi sheyesh biyado medrash, bein biyado aloches, the medrash seems to be the HaGodes, loy tom tam shechochma. The aloches is the chochma. Kol mi sheyesh biyado aloches, bein biyado medrash, loy tom tam shehiraschet. In other words, you need both the aloche and the HaGodo. Hu haya oimer kol sheyesh bo medrash, bein biyado aloches, ze gibor vein mezuyon, so strong man, but he doesn't have weapons. Kol sheyesh biyado aloches, bein biyado medrash, chalash vezayin biyado. It's a weak man who has a weapon. So Bashar, we have to have both, maybe more in the Mahalach of the Maharal. The last part of the Gemara says that everybody needs more Chitayo is the Baal Gemara. So explain to the Maharal, what does it mean? Baal Gemara means something that you get by Kabbalah. Shmuis is something that someone who's a Baal Pilpul is able to, on his own, get to the Shmuel, get to the idea, the missing piece that we're looking for. But Gemara is when you give a Kabbalah from a Rebbe, that's something with all the people and all the wisdom the person has, he can never reach it on his own. And hence the Maharal says That's what we learned. That Rabbi Yosef is called Sinai. Sinai is the one who has the Gemaras. And Rabbi Yosef, we need him. We need the Sinai, the Baal Gemara. The Be'er Sheva in Hurrius Daf Yudal brings our Gemara. That the one who has the Gemara, he's the one who has everything. If you have the Gemara, you have everything you need. Someone's about pilpul, but doesn't have what to learn with. It's not worth a lot. But if you have the Gemara, now with that you could be satisfied. So says the Be'er Sheva, the Chur comes out from there, that Sinai, Vayikra Harim, Sinai is better, because you know the Gemara. So he asks the Gemara in Shabbos, that Amadav says, when a person comes to Din, so they ask him, pilpalta b'chokhmo. They don't ask if he knew. They ask if he was a palpilon. So Mashra, that's the more of an emphasis. Answers the Be'er Sheva, the Pshat is like this. When a person does pilpul, so he's moiser atzmol divrei Torah. You get much more reward for that than being a Sinai. Sinai, not necessarily, a person has to toil as much as one is doing pilpul. But what the Gemara is saying over here, that a pilpul is not so great, we're talking about somebody who is smart on his own. He didn't really moiser nefesh for that. So then what's greater? And we can add to the Be'er Sheva. For other people, what's the best, what's the most useful Tamil Chochem? The Sinai is more useful than the palpul. But the one of those people, he gets more reward if he actually invested in it and it was moiser nefesh. So he brought over here a few of the Gedolei Mefarshim to explain the Mahalach of this Gemara. Anyone who wants to join Shomachshava email list or WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.